Dear ones, it is a true gift to be with you this day. It is a true pleasure and a true honor to speak these words to you, to make this connection from home. We are so honored to witness you. We are so blessed to be called your friends, to be called your family. It is quite a relationship that we have, is it not? It is with much excitement that we watch what is going on all around you as you awaken to who you are. As you awaken to your truth, to your beauty, to your wisdom and grace and joy. And yes, dear ones, it is happening to you and those around you. And it may present in other forms. It may present in changing the path that you thought you were supposed to be on. It may present in changing relationships, careers, where you live, where you thought your point of focus would be. Hold fast and true to yourselves, dear one, for it will all resolve for the highest good. It is all happening for the most highest purpose. If you look within yourself and allow your ego mind to sleep but for a moment and allow your logical side of your brain to be quiet, you will see all of the wonderful things that you are through any trial, through any turmoil, through any tragedy. Some say these are rough times for you, dear ones. And yes, for some, it is on the surface excruciating. But inside, dear ones, you are still the same soul. You are still the same beautiful light. If you continue to focus on this, your energy, your vibration, and your frequency will rise. And the things that are in your path at this time that you see as huge overtakings will pass. They will become smaller and smaller, and soon they will disintegrate as if they never were there in the first place. It is a great time of self-discovery now, dear ones. It is a great time to use your heart and your soul to see past the illusion, to see past the shortcomings. What is it that is inside of you? What is inside? Is it tragedy? Is it despair? Is it overwhelm? Or are all of these things merely reactions? Can you honestly say that any of those emotions are truly what is inside of your heart? That was not how you were created. That is not your greatness. Your greatness, children, is light. It is love. It is happiness and joy. That is what you are. You are power that knows no equation in order to configure its worth. You are limitless. Why put limits on yourself? Why focus your energy on the negative? It is merely a shift in thought, but with such a shift in thought, you can create such a rise in vibration, not only in your vibration, dear ones, but in the vibration around you. It is contagious. It spreads faster than any germ you could ever measure. For as you enlighten and shine your light, you lighten the paths of those around you. Not only those around you in human form, dear ones, but your animal friends, your mineral friends, and yes, 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 most decidedly so, Mother Earth herself. And in turn, the universe, the all that is. There are many things around you now that can cause fear, and we see this. We acknowledge this, but we do not buy into this fear. And yes, it is easy for us on this side to say such things. But again, what is inside of you? What is truly inside of you? Can you recognize it, dear ones? Can you pull those feelings of greatness and not only recognize them, but acknowledge them? Not only acknowledge them, but live them. Accept your greatness. Embrace your greatness. For that is your truth. That is your power. That is your birthright. For you were created as that spark of God. God is within you. God is not turmoil. God is not financial overwhelm. God is light. You are light. You are love. Discover your greatness, dear ones, for it is time. Back when you first put your feet upon this planet, you all stood in your greatness and in your truth. You all held such high vibrations, it was hard to keep your feet planted upon the earth's surface. It was not until things such as doubt and fear and developing the field of duality came into play that you began to see yourselves in a clouded light, not a pure light, not an unconditional loving light. But one that has come about from lifetimes and lifetimes of experience as a human, as a soul, as a spirit. All of you have encountered problems or issues or instances where being in your greatness has harmed you. But we will tell you, children, those times are over. This is a new time. This is a time that you have chosen to be upon this planet, in this rise of energy. You have chosen to truly stand in your greatness. To be once again exactly what you have created, were created to be. Embrace that feeling, dear ones. When you start getting into these corners of darkness and into these pitfalls of sadness and overwhelm, look within. Do not look without. Look within and accept your greatness. Embrace it, for it is yours. It is the greatest gift that you can give everyone around you. It is the greatest gift that you can give to Mother, Father, God. It is the greatest tribute and honor to be exactly the light and the love that you were created to be. It is all within, dear ones. You need only look inside to find it. And so it is.